For the first time, every Chilean over the age of 18 will be able to weigh in on a new roadmap for their future. Like most constitutions, Chile's new draft charter was born out of upheaval. Millions of Chileans disenchanted with their institutions and decades of social inequality launched an unprecedented social uprising 3 years ago. Peace was reestablished when nearly 80% of citizens voted to do away with what many saw as the root of all evil, their dictatorship-era constitution.
I think the great merit of the Chilean process was to have transformed a very disruptive moment that threatened to destroy our institutional order and turn it into a democratic constitutional solution.
The result is a draft charter which, if approved in today's referendum, would herald a new political, social, and economic era for this country.
September 4th marks another extremely significant election in Chilean history, and they are both connected. 52 years ago, Salvador Allende was voted in as the world's first democratically elected Marxist president, only to be overthrown 3 years later in a military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet, the architect of Chile's current constitution.
The new charter is a major shift from Pinochet's free market model. It would guarantee social rights like education, health, and pensions, and give recognition and autonomy to indigenous people. It's also the world's first constitution to guarantee gender parity and respect for nature.
It's a constitution that takes into account climate change and that gives very strong provisions for the protection of the environment. It's very oriented to sustainable development. I think that's very a cutting-edge aspect of the text.
But there are many who believe that left-wing delegates who drafted it went too far and imposed a text that doesn't reflect the concerns of the political center and conservatives.
Constitutions cannot be left or right. They have to represent the people's interests regardless of ideology.
That's why those who will vote against the Constitution are demanding the process start all over again.
It's like baking a cake. If the cake comes out flat and it's burnt, you don't try to fix it. You can try, but it will never be a good cake. So you throw it away.
Even supporters agree that the new charter must be improved, suggesting that whatever the outcome, Chile's constitutional process isn't over yet. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.